When we say we ready to tan, we just want to get a little darker.
Oh my God.
Like, I don't know if people understand. Okay, so I just want to get a little darker.
To Utah, yeah. To go snowboarding with like some family friends.
Oh, fun.
So I remember looking at myself. And
we went
like,
down a mountain.
I was looking. I was like, oh my God, I've looked so pale. And then this one of my friends was like,
no, we do get and pale.
You like, said pale for me.
Pale for me.
Yeah. Like,
this episode of The Comment Section is presented by Rockstar Energy Drink and the all-new Rockstar Focus. Choose from refreshing lemon lime, white peach, and orange pineapple, each crafted with ingredients like lion's mane for an ideal energy and mental boost. Where your focus goes, your energy flows. Visit rockstarenergy.com to learn more. At least 75 milligrams of caffeine has been shown to help improve attention.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to another episode of The Comment Section Show. Today, I am with my very first couple, who's an actual couple, the one and only Tyshawn Lawrence and Christian Dennis. Woo! My very first couple on the show.
Oh my God.
Oh, okay.
Honor.
So we
the first couple.
Yeah.
Yeah, the first two at a time.
Hey, y'all have to pull out two chairs for us.
Look at us, a throuple.
I know.
Wait, hold on. Okay, all right. We stepping into those guns. All right, here we go. All right.
I'm literally so honored and excited to have you all here.
No, thank you so much for having
me. I love you.
This is our first time on like
on another podcast.
Yeah, really?
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
It's a I'm first honored. For both of us.
A first for all of us.
Yeah. Yes, we popped our chairs.
We're literally losing it together.
Yes.
I love
Your
that for us.
Of us.
I've been a fan of both of y'all for a hot minute.
That's
a long time. Well before I had any sort of platform.
Oh my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh yeah, babe.
No, I honestly, like, when I started to see you blow up, I started to hear the laugh. That's what I heard first. Yeah. I said, okay, I keep hearing this laugh from my For You page. And then I was like, wait, she's like, really, they give me you speak the truth. Mm-hmm. And you drag these men
it.
As they deserve
I
to be.
Love
you came
it.
At the perfect
videos
time.
Videos fill me up, child. I'm sitting there chewing in the middle of the night, enjoying the videos. Like, yes, drag them down.
I get so excited.
Drag them.
Right?
I think the only time I ever see a video of a guy.
A straight man.
A straight man.
Being terrible.
You're about to drag them. And I'm like, okay.
You and me both. I never see them otherwise. They're dead to me.
Do you tag them or how do you see them?
All the time. My mentions are a dumpster fire. Like, it's truly rotten.
That's what your followers do. Mine do the same thing. Yeah. Like, once they see you, like, filling something up, like, doing a certain type of video, they're going to provide you the content.
I get all that.
Here you go.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say. I was going to ask, what videos do you typically get tagged in? Because mine are obviously
I get tagged in a lot of, like, science experiments.
Yeah. They're like, try
it. Was a, it was a moment where, like, I was making a lot of, like, Bertram content from Jesse. And they tagged me in, like, all of those.
All the thirst and traps then, of Bertram.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I'm over here like,
you're like, well.
I mean, like.
He's like, whatever. I mean, like, he's like, save video.
No, when we met him, you know how.
Yeah, no, really yeah. Cool.
You met him in real life?
Yeah.
Bertram?
We got to meet him. Trust me, I was so nervous. I was like, are you sure you want to meet me? Like, are you sure?
Girl, I don't think I can handle it.
No, he was really cool. He was so nice, man.
He was really, really sweet. And like, we were with a bunch of our friends. And everyone's like, no way did you get Bertram. He walks in the door. Everyone's like, what the hell is going on right now?
I had to. I've been making consistent videos about that man for like 3 years. Honestly, I'm talking about from like when I was staying with my grandma till we moved into our apartment.
Yeah.
Like consecutive like
Girl, this
videos.
Is like full circle.
Yeah. No, I mean, I feel like you're like
complete
one
the
of
circle.
The main reasons why he like even came to TikTok because like I feel like no one like everyone knew.
Oh, I wouldn't be surprised. Honestly.
No. He started making. I was gonna say he did reach out to me and he was saying like, how do I work this app? I was like, what you mean?
Not you giving Bertram
no,
tips.
No, I answered like
TikTok
and then,
tips.
And then Dennis remember like we hopped on Zoom. That was the first time.
Yeah.
Like,
oh
stuff
yeah.
Like that. And then we got to like proceed on, but like he was really cool and it was great to collab with.
That's
him.
That's so funny. So then you got Bertram.
Everybody
on TikTok.
Was like, what the? I was like, this is random.
Said, you're
like,
Tasha,
I got him. What? How you do that?
And he blew up from there after that. I mean, I don't even know how much he has now, but he's like just blown. Like,
I'm sure. Yeah. And
I mean,
you get
also
tagged.
He's Bertram from Jesse.
I know. Like, on top of that, literally. And you get tagged in Doja stuff all
so
the time.
So many. Like, I get tagged in so many live performances. I get tagged in a lot of like choreography stuff too. People wanted me to learn dances.
Love that.
I get tagged in your stuff. Every time he does anything, they are quick.
I don't do
he's
anything.
In your skirt again.
I just be minding my business.
You be acting up.
Live. I don't do
nothing. No, I'm an angel. Literally. Like, I just be sitting there chilling. Like, what you talking about?
I could say roll the clip back right now.
There ain't no clips to roll back.
My skirts, my shoes, I showed my
the ones, baby. The ones with the balloons.
Oh my god!
Oh my god!
Big old titties.
No! That's you. You stole those. Let's talk about it. Everybody always want to get on me about stealing his stuff. He stole my balloons.
I did.
Did you enjoy the balloons?
I did. It was fun.
Yeah.
Okay. But yeah. I had to. I mean, I would say like that's the one time I stole something from yours out of the 200.
No. He stole my shoes. He just stole my do-rags, my clothes.
You're all, whatever. We're not talking about me. We're talking about
we're talking about you. Okay. Yeah, I know. Oh, it's a lot of Doja stuff. A lot of like his videos. A lot of dance videos and
love
stuff.
Love that. Yeah. What's your guys' signs?
I'm an Aries. I'm the April 3rd. He's the 15th.
Yeah.
You're both Aries. Yeah. No, wait. What's your big three?
Girl, don't ask me that question.
I know. I have Gemini is my moon.
Oh, no and way. Then,
yeah. It's all fire signs. I do know that. I don't remember the other two. They're all fire signs.
And yours? You don't know?
I don't know anything.
But you know you're an Aries.
I know. It's all like air signs. Okay, because I don't know a lot about like signs and stuff, but I know that like one of them is what people assume you to be. And I know a lot of people
that's your rising.
That I'm a Leo.
Oh.
They think I'm a Leo, but I'm an Aries and stuff. Yeah. I don't know any of the other stuff. But
yeah, your rising is like what people perceive. It's like your soul, kind of like what shines through.
People say Leo.
Your sun's like who you are.
What are yours?
I'm a Virgo sun.
Oh!
I'm a Virgo sun, Cancer moon, Sagittarius rising.
Okay.
Yeah. So my, like the fire, people think always assume I'm a fire sign, like a Scorpio because of my anger.
Anger?
Oh my anger. I know. I look like I'm having fun. Oh I'm having fun.
That's really interesting. Virgos. Okay. So my dad's a Virgo.
Yeah.
And me and him did not. We butt heads so
Virgo
much.
Virgo men?
Literally. Probably the one
much about
dragons.
I just know all about the Geminis.
Yeah. My mom's Gemini.
My mom and Gemini. My sister Gemini. Everybody. Geminis. Yeah. I attract Geminis for some reason.
The fact that y'all are both Aries and it works is very interesting.
That a lot.
Yeah.
No, it's interesting.
Which is why I'm interested to know your big three because you have Aries and Gemini.
Yeah.
So I'm curious. You got to have some earth in there.
I think his is like either water or air. I think.
Yeah.
Something's got to balance it out.
That's
something
what I'm saying. Like, out. Which one of you is more grounded? Which one gets more anxious? And
me.
He gets
more. Oh my God.
Me too. I've seen those. They're like relationship tropes and it's like someone who gets so anxious and then a man that's very like whatever.
Yeah, this is I'm
that's
glad.
Us. Very
I'm
chill.
Go ahead.
Like we do this all the time. Now, I was gonna say that like I think we like fit each other perfectly, like literally like a puzzle. Because like we're never really on the same level. Like I feel like it's never both at like 70, both at 90. It's
that's
like
so weird
if especially at home, like if I'm on like a 90, he's literally on a 30. Like it's never the same.
I'm on a 10.
Yeah. No, it's like he definitely is like low, but he like tries to like because I feel like I'm normally high energy.
I would say the only time that me and Dennis are on like both 10 is when we're on go. Like
when
we like go out or something like that.
Gonna go have fun.
Yeah.
But also like I like the way that we do balance each other because sometimes when I'm like really hyper and he's like really he's more hyper when we're out. I'm more hyper when we're in.
I'm like the kid.
Are you both extroverted or is one of you more introverted?
I'm more introverted. Yeah.
So that's like, good. That's why it works.
Yeah, that's
one
why.
Of these two extroverts is hard.
That's why like it bounces out so much. Like people are always like, oh my God, how does it work? I'm like, we're never like at the same.
I mean, they both hear Aries and they're like, what?
I know.
That's like, what? How does that even work?
But I think it's.
I love Aries. So honestly, perfect. Aries men. I attract Aries men. Like they just get along with me really well. We vibe.
Oh, yeah.
I think because as a Virgo, I'm very like. Structured. Yeah. I need plans. I need to know where we're going, how we're getting there, how we're getting home.
Aries, my people. Yes.
Yeah. Oh. And sometimes I would never experience life without Aries people because I have some of my best friends are Aries. Yeah. So like,
okay, cool.
Because he know how I am. I'm very like organized.
Yeah, it's like
time, with that, clothing. That too. Like we're I have both, OCD. Bags.
We're both structured. Like organized in different ways.
Yeah,
like, he's very like he's a neat. He needs everything organized. Like he's cleaning up, like sweeping behind me as I'm. he's sweeping behind me as I'm planning out, like booking trips or like helping organize stuff.
And, yeah,
he's like getting the bags together while I'm like making sure the reservation's set. So like that.
I mean, honestly, we just both bounce each other.
I'm
very appreciative of this man. Like he doesn't know how much I love him.
Oh, I love that.
So I should have never said the name.
You're all, I take it back.
I love when he says it. Say it again. One
more time. Yeah, my man's the same way. That's why you both are in social media too. So like, yeah. I'm sure people wonder how it works, like how you guys balance so well, like between your online life and your real life. Because I think a lot of people who aren't creators think that we're the same way that we are online. We're always like that, like 24/7.
No.
And when they meet us in real life, they're like, "You're like so much more chill."
I get that a lot. I feel like I feel like definitely like. Obviously, if you watch my videos, I'm very hyper. I'm very like,
that's when I'm at 90.
Yeah, that's why it's always at home.
When he's at his 90, I'm on my 10. Yeah.
Really though. Yeah. But then like, when I meet people, I do have that same energy, but they're like, it's more like laid back a little bit. So everybody's like, wow, you're more like chill in person. I wasn't expecting all that. And I'm like, well, damn, I can't be on 10 all the time.
Girl,
exhausted.
You guys are getting sick of me.
I would be tired. I think that like, especially because people assume that, like whenever we're like not together, people are like, oh, where? I'm like we are not always doing the same thing all the time. Yeah, stuff like
you have separate lives, which is another reason why it works. Yeah. Especially you got to have your own life outside of each other, right?
That's one thing that we try to like balance with each other.
Especially if you work together.
Yeah, it's gotta needed. And because I think because I'm such a like we grew up so differently. Like I have a big family, and we, like I'm oldest of five, and he lived with his grandma most of his life and stuff like that. And so like I'm used to chaos, noise all the time. I can literally hear a million things going on at the same time, and I can pick each sound out.
I need my moments alone.
And so I'm so used to like grounded. I want to be with him all the time and stuff, but he needs his alone time sometimes. Yeah. So it's like
me. Both that's literally me with my.
But
man.
I feel like definitely like in all relationships that you should get some like one person is gonna need that little space to just. Like relax and stuff like that. Doesn't mean I'm like tired of him or the person is tired of you or anything. It's just because like some people just need that time by themselves. I think in my head a lot about stuff, especially when I'm doing business. Yeah. So I need to like be by myself and just like
to process and all of that. Yeah, it's the same thing when my boyfriend and I fight. Like when we would fight in the beginning, it was really bad. Like, well, in the sense that we're both like very strong personalities. Like you guys are both strong personalities. Yeah. Over time, you start to learn how to communicate with each other. Great.
Yeah, I was gonna say therapy is doing the thing. Right? We both have separate therapists. Yeah.
Love that. Yeah.
That's a key. That's a big key.
I feel like a lot of people don't think like I'm a happy person. I'm like super happy and stuff like that. But I never thought that I would like have anxiety so bad to the point where I really need to go and figure out how to like manage it and stuff, and how to manage it within my relationship and like my relationships outside of like my romantic relationship and stuff like that. So like it's helped a lot for me and for both of us.
Yeah, because then you can be a better partner.
Exactly.
Right?
I mean, honestly, when I first like when he told me he didn't know at the beginning, obviously no one knows when they have like really bad anxiety, but I saw it a lot when we like took the plane and stuff like that. And I was just like, are you good? Are you okay? And then that's something that we had to work on as, we went on in our relationship, because that anxiety, from just seeing him all the time for like moments where it's just too many things hitting him, I can like see it sometimes. Sometimes I'm like,
that's
yup,
so
there
funny.
Go.
My boyfriend's the same way. He senses it about me, like when I, even if I don't see it, just
you can definitely
it in somebody.
Yeah, it's like a sixth sense that you have where you're kind
of
like.
I mean, you with that person like all the time, so you know if you're not picking up the characteristic of some of their things that they do, especially with big things like that, then they not trying in their relationship.
Exactly.
I'm doing my thing in my relationship. So I definitely wanna, when he do that, I try to like think of like things or get him something. Get him distracted.
Same. Yeah. He provides me with distractions.
Normally I get really childish and then he'll be like,
I started to pick up that when he is extra like goofy with me and stuff, that's like I've noticed that's when I'm in that. And I don't even notice
it. So it's kinda like snap you out of it a little bit. I feel like that. And that's it's same thing with like when my boyfriend and I would fight. Like I'm a big fixer. Like I wanna fix it now. I'm like, wanna talk about it now? Let's talk about it now because I just don't want to talk about it anymore. And then he's like, I need time.
Yeah. Right.
I need space. I need time to think. And I'm like, why?
That kills me.
I know, me too. I'm like, what are you, like hate me or something?
Listen though, but this is why y'all have to understand. Like, you need a moment. Like, not everybody is like that, but some people just need a moment to like think. Because with me, if we have a fight in our relationship or anything like that, I like to take the time to be like, okay, next time this happened, what do I need to do to make sure that when we have this, when this problem come up, it doesn't escalate the way it escalates.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
Like sometimes, like some people think about it like right off the bat, but like for me, and everybody else,
that's what we gotta do.
We need a couple of little minutes.
I know. I just told my friend Cammy about this, but I was telling her my boyfriend has told me like when we started getting better at communicating when we're angry or upset, he was telling me you just think so fast and like I need time to like you talk so fast, you think so fast, and I'm like two steps behind you. I need time to process. He's like, even just let me go into another room and just be by myself for just a little. Yeah. And then I'm like, okay. And then after 10 minutes, I'm like, okay, so.
Right, I know. I'm like, 10 minutes.
What do you need, an hour? Or like.
Yeah, I mean, because I feel like for it don't take all day.
It doesn't, but it's like but longer than a minute.
Than a minute, because I feel like all that time, like, so you think, oh my God, we're going to break up. Oh my God.
I've done the same shit.
But it's like the same way that like I had to learn that like you need that time.
Same.
It's like for you to also, I appreciate it when you realize that like, okay, this is
not too much time.
Yeah, not too much time, because I also like I need that. I'm ready to
the validation and all that.
Yeah, I need that. But then also the validation of like I understand how you're feeling.
If you ever think about it, also I don't know how y'all be ready to go off right off the bat with a conversation. Y'all even know y'all have to break things down and be like, okay, well, this happened. We need to fix this.
I'm a fast thinker.
Yeah, the thing about like having anxiety is that like you're always thinking. Like
exactly. Like, we're 12 steps ahead.
Because like I probably already envisioned this scenario happening. So I'm saying to myself, like honestly, like
y'all be practicing that, y'all sleep. Like, it's not
y'all be practicing y'all sleep like, right now. Like let's say like I don't know, like you make breakfast, something like that, and I'm still asleep. If you don't make me breakfast one morning, I'm like, oh my God.
Oh my God. No, that's funny.
Clearly he hates me.
And I'm already ready, and then then you come in the room with breakfast. Yeah. And I'm like, okay, never mind. But then if something does actually happen, like I've already processed like what I might say in that scenario. So that's why.
I was explaining that exact thought process to my boyfriend once. I'm like, this is how I think. Like I genuinely, I'm like, okay, if he says this, I'm going to say this, because if he says this, then I'm going to say this. Yeah. And then he was like, I can't even imagine thinking like that. He's like, it's a prison in your mind, because I could never think like that.
I mean, it's like,
I don't want to switch minds.
It is. It's annoying as hell.
It is. It's a burden.
Problems in your head for no reason.
Yeah, it's like creating stories. Like have you guys ever heard of Brené Brown?
Mm-mm.
Oh, you should look her up. She's amazing. But anyways, she like talks about like relationships a lot, and she literally talks about how you create stories when you words of affirmation are like sometimes a love language. Obviously, I don't know what your guys'
mine is. Physical touch and
physical touch. Yeah. Mine's like quality time and like
quality time too.
Yeah, so like I love physical touch too. Yeah. I mean, depends. But like.
You're like, back in the back.
I like physical touch sometimes.
Yeah,
it depends. But like she talks about how like when your love language, sometimes when words of affirmation are a big thing for you, when you don't get them, you start to create stories.
Yeah.
So you're like, that's probably because they hate me and they want to break up with me and they don't like me. And that's why. Yeah. So you tell yourself that.
I'm
and
in a therapy lesson right now. Go ahead. Right?
So like my boyfriend doesn't think that way. He's very literal. So it's very like whatever you bring to talk about, he's going to think about that thing.
Yeah.
I think about the repercussions.
Yeah, I think about like, okay, if I say this,
so y'all having like y'all having like 10 thoughts in y'all.
No,
yes,
seriously.
When it's constantly. Only like one problem.
Okay, I feel like this is the first time. Like we've talked about this a lot, but I feel like this is the first time that he's really like getting my thought process.
No, we're breaking it down. Yeah. No, because she's actually breaking it down.
Well, I also think because I am like I've learned that I can come off as a know-it-all.
Me and too, like, bitch. I wonder if you have Virgo in you.
Because, no, seriously. I've got to have Virgo in me too. It's got to be Leo
and
Virgo.
I'm telling you, it's got to be because Virgo, a big sign, a part of it is of being a know-it-all. And I'm a big know-it-all.
And I know me too. It's just that, like, I've learned a lot. And I mean, my dad's a Virgo, so he's done that to me a lot. So I feel like I always have to have a solution. Yeah. So my thought process is always thinking about how to fix things.
Yeah, solution-based.
Opposite of my thing.
Yeah. Well, and my boyfriend's biggest thing, too, is always, like, the intention of what he was saying. Like, we talk about intention versus impact. Like, you may not have intended to do that, but it impacted them some way.
Yeah.
I had to teach him that because your words have meaning. That's how I see it.
Yeah.
So, like, even tonality, flexion, and how you talk, I'm all like, what does that mean? Like, I literally immediately. And then he's like, I didn't think that at all. Like, I would never think that about you. And I'm like, okay, but that's not what you did.
Yeah.
That's right. Oh my God. Wait. We should have did a double date moment.
I know we should.
I need him on it. Because he's really
And it took a little bit for him to get it because I had to tell him, I'm like, you have to think, I know you're never intentionally trying to hurt me.
Yeah.
You would never do that to me. Yeah. I know that. And because that's his biggest thing is he feels hurt because he thinks I would think that he wants to hurt me.
Yeah.
And that's the last thing he ever wants to do. So he'll tell me, like, you're the last person in the world I'd ever want to hurt. I'm like, okay, but that's not what happened. Like, this is like, yeah. So then I had to understand, too, that, like, he's trying to process what it is I'm saying. Mm-hmm. Because tonality, especially, like, tone, the way you say things, how you say it. Yeah, I always say it's not what you said, it's how you said it.
Yeah, because I feel like there has been some moments where, like, sometimes when, like, after like a long stressful day when we're just like running all that type of stuff, I sometimes have my moments where I'm like completely quiet, and it's not that I'm mad at him or I'm not mad at anybody.
He does the same for me, and I'm like, is everything okay?
No, I ask a million times. Okay, I just like taking time to just like relax and just be in my own head and stuff like that.
Yeah, and us too. Like, you guys spend a lot of time together, I'm sure, because you work together too. Yeah. So like, you're constantly spending time together. I'm always with him because he owns his own business too. So we're always home together.
Mm. Yeah,
and it's almost like when we don't like have intentional time, like where we go out on a date or like go to dinner. Go to the movies or whatever. Normal shit. When you don't set time to go do that, you start to fight a little bit because then you feel like you're spending too much time together, but it's not intentional.
I get what you're coming.
It's not that, sitting. It's not going to bed together.
Yeah, you know what I mean. That's normal. That I've thought about, and like I mentioned that because like coming out here, we like were so busy already before coming out to LA.
Yeah,
and we were always together. We work out together all the time. Mm-hmm. He drives a lot. He loves to drive, and then
so does mine. Yeah, that's so funny. Like, and I
love to. I don't mind driving. Do all the stuff.
I get tired really quickly.
Me too.
But then there'd be some moments where he'll be like, "Let me drive."
Yeah, like, I like driving.
I know, and then he hates when I'm driving.
Yeah,
he's like,
"Oh my god!"
He's like, "I'll drive back."
He sounds like me.
But like, we didn't have time to really like have intent. The perfect way to put it is that like we were spending time together, but like that wasn't like. It was because it just so happened to be like
the same thing. You were just in the same room.
It wasn't like we planned to go do this. And he'll try to set that time aside and stuff, but we'll be so busy and stuff. And so
I always try to do something because I know that like, especially because we're doing the same thing and we understand it. Like both of us understand.
Yeah.
But sometimes he'll do it sometimes or I'll do it. But we try to spend some time to just like a little cuddle moment or just like I like to watch cartoons.
Yeah.
I like to watch like Princess and the Frog. All the time. So it gets me to
I love
to
stuff like that.
But no, like I tell him all the time, I really enjoy like the small things. Like I really love like the movies, the chill time, like
we're just
cooking.
The two of you.
Yeah. Because
cooking, my boyfriend loves to cook. Do you like cooking?
I like cooking.
Yeah.
I do love when he do. He be throwing down. I'm not going to lie to that.
Really? Okay, that's where we differ because I don't cook.
Oh, my gosh. So my family's Cameroonian. I was born in New Jersey. Oh. So my family's from Cameroon, Africa. Like, I've learned. I feel like, but I learned, but like, I just like kind of watch and you just like know. Like, I don't really do measurements or anything. I just know how
you don't
to
really do breakfast.
I envy that. I wish so bad I could.
He loves, I love, we'll throw breakfast down on some breakfast.
I'm from North Carolina.
My boyfriend loves breakfast. That's his favorite meal.
But in North Carolina, we throw down for breakfast.
I'm
breakfast
sure
is the main meal. That's the main
the
thing
the
right there. That's the start of the show, child.
I love that.
And I'll do lunch and dinner and stuff.
Yeah. This episode is brought to you by Priceline. When it comes to travel, we all have that happy place we're always daydreaming about. Whether it's the snow-capped mountains, white sand beaches, a best friend's wedding, or even a hometown visit, we all have one. My happy place, personally, is my second home, which is in Hawaii. And everybody knows, because that's where I've been living, and I live there and in California, and I love Hawaii, and I love traveling there. So wherever your happy place is, Priceline wants to get you there for a happy price, so you never have to miss a trip. And did you know that when you bundle and save with Priceline, you can save up to $625 when you book your flights and hotels together? We all know the feeling. 100 open tabs across 50 different sites trying to find the best deal. Just use Priceline and simply book your entire trip in one place. They truly have deals you cannot find anywhere else. And everybody loves a good deal, girl. So make sure you get that value off of Priceline. So download the Priceline app today to save up to 60% off select hotels and go to your happy price with Priceline. This episode is brought to you by Captain Morgan Sliced. In fruit and life, there's no juice without the slice. It's what freed the pineapple from the rind and turned your old jeans into cute jorts. Introducing Captain Morgan Sliced, 4 cocktail-inspired, ready-to-drink flavors. Pineapple daiquiri, strawberry margarita, mango Mai Tai, and passion fruit hurricane. Visit CaptainMorgan.com to find Sliced near you. Does not contain real fruit or juice. Captain Morgan & Co., Plainfield, Illinois. Please drink responsibly. 21 plus only.
But it's funny, when we first started, like when we lived together,
I
remember, like, I remember feeling a little hurt because, like, I would cook food.
Yeah.
And then he would eat, like, the first, like, right when it's, he will eat it out the pot. Like, he would,
like, I don't need a plate. I love to eat food.
And then after the leftovers, he will just look at them.
Yeah, I don't really. And I was like, see, the thing is, in my family, but, like, we eat. Yeah. Like, no. Like, we eat. Yeah. Like, we'll eat all the leftovers, all this stuff. And, like, I'm just not used to having leftovers and all this stuff. And I'm just like, what do we do with all that?
He likes, like, eating, not like in a bratty way. He just, like, likes his food fresh.
No, do you like your food, like, piping hot?
Yes. Yeah.
And so does my boyfriend. And it's weird. My boyfriend, like, literally, he's like, roll the bag. Like, if we drive through somewhere, he's like, roll it. Otherwise, it gets cold.
Yeah.
I'm like, it doesn't get cold on a 2-minute drive.
Yes, it will. Them cold french fries, letting down the windows, it's gonna blow the breeze.
He literally's like, don't roll down the windows, roll down the bags. Like, roll them down. I'm always like, okay, weirdo. Like, he needs it piping hot. Like literally, it's gonna burn.
That's good food. It's supposed to be hot. It's supposed to be burning your mouth.
I cannot do that.
Me either.
I can't. Nice and warm.
Yeah, me too. I'm like, a warm place is enough.
Some moments where you like, nah, I need this hot. I mean, some food.
Depends.
Yeah, it depends.
But like, y'all are like on it. Like, it has to be piping hot.
Burning. I want, like, he
would do. That's the fresh
frying oil and, like, pick out his chicken and eat it.
Nah, I don't do all that now. Maybe a case.
But you would if you could.
If your grandma's cooking, you sure will.
I sure would. Yeah. No, my grandma, she'll cook some fresh food, and I'll be right there behind her.
Soon
that piece of chicken get thrown on that piece of plate, I'm grabbing it. Yeah.
I ain't playing.
It's actually really funny. I don't play
about my food. We're both black, but he's black American. I'm African American. Mm-hmm. So, like, I'm Americanized a little bit, but, like, I was born in Jersey, but a lot of, like, black American culture, I don't like the movies.
Yeah.
I had collard greens for the first time last year.
I'm putting them on to certain stuff.
So yeah.
Like, I love that, like, we're both learning so much about each other's cultures and stuff like that.
Yeah.
No, like,
he loves my mom's food.
Nah, the food they be cooking, man.
I can't.
My mom be like, oh, tell Tashana the food. I'm like, girl, what about me?
The dad be throwing down.
But then your grandma, every time we come up or come down to North Carolina from Virginia, like, she always
cooking is definitely like a big thing. And
that unites you. Yeah. I love
Sunday dinner.
I'm excited for our families to meet, for sure. Like, we've met each other's families.
But
like,
they haven't met each other.
Yeah, we've been trying to plan it.
They live kind of far, right? Yeah. So, kind of, you've got to plan that properly. Yeah.
But I'm excited for that. That's going to be so much. It's going to be a big cookout, African.
I'm just interested with, like, the food. Because, like, I'm going to be honest, my family picky.
Yeah.
And they're very vulgar. They'll tell you. They'll be like, you made that? Okay.
I told my mom and dad, I'm like, listen, y'all need to stick to this. This is a script. Don't deviate.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, they mean well and stuff. But, like, you know, I think both of our families, our parents, like, they're old school. So they'll say something not meaning to or whatever. So we're like, y'all, please. Yeah.
They're, like, really honest.
No, they can't lie.
Both our parents are honest in different ways. So, it's really fun.
Same. I love how honest your mom is. Yeah. She is very honest.
Same. Oh, so is mine. Yeah. Keeps me humble. It's a good thing. Keeps you grounded, huh?
You want to know what's funny? So we met at VidCon.
Yeah.
Literally, like, I think on Thursday, something like that. And when your mom was talking to my brother and sister, they were laughing because they're like, oh my God, like, Drew's family is so cool. Her mom was like, oh my God, isn't it crazy? All these people that work for them, like, you work for this idiot. Like,
you see what I'm saying, bro?
That's what your mom said. That was when me and DJ and Ivan went to the Monster High thing.
Oh,
I know. Yeah. I know. I saw you both separately.
Yeah.
Different times.
That's what everybody kept saying. I wanted to, like, be at some of his panels and stuff at VidCon, but they had a separate.
I could not see a single one. Like,
of each other.
I got to go to, like, one or two of yours.
Yeah.
But
your performance.
Every time that that he was doing something, I was on a panel, or I had to get ready, or I had to sleep.
I would tell him to go to sleep. I'm go to bed.
Because I know
you got to get up to do,
like,
this other thing.
If I don't sleep, like, my head will hurt a little bit, and then they'll just add to the anxiety. Already a lot going on and stuff.
Yeah.
So
if you don't feel 100%,
and he don't talk. He don't talk.
That
moment right there,
that's when he
will not talk.
Yeah.
And that's how you know it's time for bed.
Yeah.
Time to go to sleep.
I had to take a 4-hour nap one day.
Me too.
Yeah, I just need to.
But there be moments where, like, I can tell he's tired, so I, like, turn it up a little bit.
There you go.
So then he doesn't have to use all his energy.
It's exhausting, especially when you go and you meet fans and all of that. Like, you have to be on the whole time. And you don't realize it until you're, like, back home.
Yeah.
And, like, me, like, first day one, I, like, ripped my fucking wig off. As soon as I was done, I ripped that shit off, threw it across
quickly.
The room. They were like, are you going to go to the parties after? I'm like, no, I'm taking my ass to sleep. I'm going to bed, bitch.
Oh, my God.
Did you go to any parties at VidCon?
Yeah, I went to the Amazon Prime one.
Yeah.
Mm. I think I missed Meta. Yeah, I missed Meta. But
you missed the Instagram one and all that.
I went to the Spotify one.
Spotify. Okay. Oh, yeah.
That one was good.
That was Disney was fun.
That was the coolest thing I've ever
done.
Yeah, my manager was like, I've been in this business 14 years. This is the coolest shit I've ever done.
Oh, my God.
Spotify did their thing. Yeah, I love that. With the Disney and all that stuff.
Oh, my God, yeah.
There was a bunch of people recording me because I was dead as hunting for a chicken leg. I'm at turkey leg.
The big turkey.
The big turkey leg. Because one thing around me, I'm going to find me a certain food. Somebody told me, they was like, oh, they got turkey legs around here. I said, for the free? For the free? And I ran and I found it.
They're big. No, literally, our friend came over and he was like, oh my God, they have turkey legs. And I was like, where's Tyshawn?
You turn around, he's gone.
I pulled up with my turkey leg.
He already was walking up with the one in his hand.
I pulled up with my turkey leg.
Yeah, and then
I'm sorry. It was all messing and stuff like that. And I'm pretty sure people was looking at me like, what is going on? I'm going to eat.
He was eating.
I'm going to eat.
He was like done. He was on the dance floor. And then Miguel recorded.
Oh, yeah. Miguel recorded me from on top of. No. He was on the Ferris wheel.
Oh, okay.
The Ferris wheel.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm like, how you see me all the way down?
No,
because I was dropping it low with that turkey, that little
he
turkey leg.
Just slobbing on that turkey leg.
His knees are better than mine. I'm supposed to be dropping it low.
I'll never
drop low and keep it there.
I only do it around my friends.
Well, okay. So since we've obviously established that you guys are such a close couple, but you're also very, very like open about your relationship and everything. So we're going to talk about some videos that are related to relationships. That's our topic for today. We're talking about relationships, the perception of relationships online, because your guys' relationship is very public.
Yeah.
Obviously, mine is too, but like my boyfriend's not in social media, so it's a little bit different.
Yeah.
But at least I think that's nice that you guys both understand, because he gets it now. He's like so like used to it. Yeah. But like I'm sure too, like my boyfriend, he'll walk alone by himself and people will be like, I saw your boyfriend and then that's why I knew you were here. Because my boyfriend's tall. My boyfriend's like 6'4". So he's like a little lighthouse. I tell him he brings all the bad bitches.
No,
they find me.
I think I saw him when y'all were walking out getting ready to show that, and I was like,
no, for real.
Oh my God.
How are you?
He is tall.
He's tall. He's a big dude.
Oh my God.
So that's why I'm like, it's super. And also too, like my boyfriend, I'm Samoan, and my boyfriend's Samoan too.
Yeah.
So it's always nice to be with someone who gets it.
Yeah.
Like they just understand you like on a whole nother level.
From his voice, he sounds very soothing. He said a few words to me and I was like,
read me a bedtime story. Okay, so what we like to do here on the comment section is we like to go over videos that I was tagged and we bring them here. Mm-hmm. We make fun of them, we laugh, we giggle. So this first video, I'm just gonna like summarize it for you. It's basically a video that's showing, you remember that sound that was like, this is a work of art, this is bullshit?
Oh yeah, okay, yeah I know what you're talking about. Yeah,
I love working with TikTok people because they get it. Sometimes when I have to describe sounds, people are like, well, I've never heard of that. I'm all okay, never mind.
Okay, never mind.
There's just
the joke
anything.
Is dead. Okay.
Yeah, literally like, oh,
TikTok
okay.
is we know the language.
Yeah.
we have a certain language with
we
each
get
other.
It. The girls that get it, get it.
Get it. And the girls that
and
don't.
And so and this one talks about basically celebrity couples that are, some of them are perceived to be like PR couples, and some of them are perceived to be like for real. So like, have you guys ever had experience with people? Do people sometimes think you're not really in a relationship?
I've never heard
do. Like, oh, I've gotten like, no one's come up and ran up and be like, oh my God, but like
not in real life,
that
obviously.
We've met are be like, oh my God, you guys are like actually a couple. I'm like, girl, what you thought? It's like,
I'm waiting for the day to hear that because I'm gonna look at them and just be like,
I haven't gone in like a while, but it's like I
was. It was like at the start.
Year. Well, yeah, at the start, yeah,
at
like
the start?
At the beginning, but like a little.
Where was
bit.
I?
It was really, no, it was when we were long distance.
Oh, okay.
We're like,
okay.
Oh, you guys are, I was like, girl.
Oh, yeah,
they,
true.
They
okay.
We're doing a bit.
That, like, that's because, that's what, yeah.
Like pretending to be in a relationship.
Some people still be asking us sometimes. They be like, oh, I didn't know you was in a relationship or anything. It's like.
They forget that he's gay.
Yeah,
I'm sure. No, Isaiah was telling me he has the same problem.
Yeah,
Isaiah Xavier.
Me and Isaiah be talking about that sometimes and stuff like
you can't
that.
Forget I'm gay.
But it's like.
You're like.
They said, we're a sign. Let us know.
Yeah, is it weird sometimes?
I mean, it is kind of weird because it's like, I hate that people have to be like, oh, you have to look a certain way to, you know, to be, say that you're this sexuality and stuff
exactly.
like that.
Yeah.
But honestly, like, it doesn't like affect me to a point where I'm just like mad or anything. It's just like.
It's just weird.
It's just weird, yeah.
Yeah, it's like uncomfy.
Yeah.
Same, my boyfriend is like, I mean, obviously a lot of men hate me, so like they'll say the most wild shit about my boyfriend, like sometimes I tell people this all the time, but like they'll hate me, right? But they like don't have it in them to hate him because he looks a certain way.
Oh my God.
So he looks like he would be like a gym bro, like a piece of shit, but he's not like that. So they'll message him and they'll literally be like, hey man, you look so good. You look really good. Honestly, if you had some tips for me in the gym, that'd be great. Anyways, I hate your fat bitch girlfriend. Like, they'll literally...
They'll say that?
Yeah, I swear to God. He's gotten countless messages where men are like, I think you're so awesome, but literally, I hate your girlfriend.
Oh my God.
That's why... That,
and then I think they want to kiss him on the lips.
No, so I think...
No, the fact that people, they reach out.
Yeah, because...
Yeah.
That's weird. Because
I hate... People slide in my DMs sometimes and be like, your boyfriend, da-da-da. Like, they'll say, like... So, because he'll play like with the Doja Cat thing, or
like they're trying to tell on him.
Yeah, they're trying to tell on him. Not just on that, but they also like try to say his gender for him and stuff like that. And I'm like, I don't answer those DMs because it's really annoying. But I'm just like, why waste your? Why are you going all the way out to do all that? Like, mind your business.
You know, that's a lot of words for saying you're single.
Yeah,
and lonely.
No, honestly, but that's a good comeback. That's a good comeback.
I love when you say that. Like every time, like a lot of these guys say shit, it's like you're really outing yourself for like, you don't get bitches,
no,
don't get hoes, and you're fruity,
and that's and you're a little bit.
The one interesting thing is like when we go out, we don't really deal with that. No one comes up to us. No one says
same thing. They would never say that.
They would never.
But they would hit them DMs.
Oh yeah, babe.
Was like a Twitter finger.
Yeah, real. Yeah, Twitter trigger fingers.
We're tall bitches.
Same with me.
Stallions. Like I think that they are. Intimidating, which I'm like,
which is a good thing.
Like sometimes, well, I like rarely notice people misgendering me or like making fun of me or something like that. Yeah. But sometimes I do. I don't know if you remember one time we're at a bar, and these guys looked at me and they started laughing, bust out laughing. They like looked like weirded out. And Ty was walking away. If Ty noticed, it would have been a different story.
Yeah.
But like I noticed and I went back. I said, what's funny?
Yeah.
Why? There has been so many
back
exactly.
There has been like a few moments when like when we're out and someone misgendered him and stuff like that, and I'll correct them. But then there's sometimes there'll be like those like really annoying, especially when we go out to like the club and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And it's like drunk people saying, oh no, I think I know what I'm talking about. It's like, no. You don't.
And don't
I'm
try the boyfriend. Me again.
I know what I'm talking about.
You got one free pass.
You got one free pass and that's it.
He has way less patience than I do.
Because I feel like once you say it once, it should go in somebody's head and they'd be like, okay. And if they don't know, if they don't know your gender, because I don't like that at all. And if I ever have a day where I misgender somebody, I always apologize and I make sure that I say it correct the next time, because that's like that's very disrespectful.
It's outright like, bigotry, honestly.
Yeah, no, seriously.
And it's a choice to misgender people. I literally I've said this before too, like you have to like be really bigoted to think that pronouns are a big ask. Like you're like, now I'm just supposed to, like, how often are you misgendering people just all the time?
No, seriously.
Like, it's that big of a lift for you.
Yeah,
it's so heavy a lift.
No, for real.
Like it's going to kill them.
They act like it's like their life is going to change so
Like, and it's not even that.
It's not even
and what are the odds you'll cross paths with those people? Never.
Never.
So like, relax, bitch. Yeah. They're not at Kohl's. It's okay. They're not coming to the country club. Relax.
No, seriously. Like, we're not where y'all are at.
No, yeah. Yeah, you're
literally
never
watching
gonna,
us on your
we're
phone.
Gonna hunt you down, and you have to make sure you
get they're gonna hold a gun to your head and be
all
like,
of our pronouns.
Yeah, and if you get it wrong, I'm gonna kill you. Like, you're so dramatic. I'm so like, dramatic. Drama queen.
And we're the gay ones.
Yeah,
we're the pretty
drama
ones.
Drama queen. Oh my God.
It's so frustrating. And that's why, like, with my boyfriend, too, like, sometimes men are like, oh, he must be hired. Like a hired, someone literally tweeted me once, was like, oh, he's probably a hired male model or some shit like that. And I go, that's a lot of words for you want to fuck my boyfriend.
No, right.
That's a lot of words.
They really be out of themselves. They really do.
So you think he's handsome?
Just say it.
It's okay.
Just say it. It's all right. That's why we said Twitter fingers. Trigger fingers.
Yeah, exactly.
No, I really think that like guys that are like that, like it is... It's like annoying because I don't want to like assume that anyone's like gay or whatever. But like when you're that aggressively like homophobic,
no, when you're all up in somebody's business like that, that's a little bit too much.
Well, yeah, and it's giving me something. Yeah. It's telling me something. It's stirring up something inside you. Well, and that's not. And I've said too before. I'm like, let's say for some reason we did break up, right? I don't think he's gonna date you. But like, what do I know?
Damn.
What do I know?
Like,
it'd be like that.
Do you want to try though?
They're like, I've been waiting for this.
Like, turn it up. Yeah.
Anyway,
I know he's so on. Like, literally, sometimes you'd be like, "I feel sorry for you, bro," or some shit like that, and I'm like, "Don't," because I have what we call a gorilla grip.
Yeah.
So, like, I think we're good.
I mean, do your job.
You know what? And then I think,
as you should.
But you know
me
what?
Too.
It's all right. Don't. It's all right. He's doing just fine. I can promise you that. God. That's why I'm like, hey, he's doing just fine. But I think the sometimes people think because social media.
Still laughing at am I lying?
It came out of nowhere.
Is that not the truth?
He's like, no, you're right. No, yeah, you're definitely right. I think sometimes people assume that, especially social media couples, are like for show because they're like, oh, collaboration.
Yeah.
Which I think is weird.
Well, you know what's funny? Like, I think, so when we first started dating, we, like, whenever we got to be together, because we were long distance for 2 years.
Yeah.
And we got together, we were like, oh my God, so excited to make content because we wanted to do that with each other. Mm-hmm. And then also, like, show, oh my God, guys, we're back to, like, we're finally, like, we're together for the weekend or something like that. But, like, as we live together and stuff, like, I think it's important for, it was important for us to realize that we don't always have to make content together.
Yeah.
And we don't, like, if it feels forced, it's just not worth it.
Because that's something just, that I definitely, like, try to throw out there and stuff like that, because there's going to be a lot of moments, especially since we're doing the same thing, that we have to do a certain thing together. And then it's like, it gets to a point to where it's like, are we in this relationship for just that? Or are we in a relationship
the lines
actually?
Get blurred.
Yeah. It's a lot of moments. Because I know a lot of moments people would be like, how come you haven't posted with Dennis for a while? Or
yeah, are you guys okay?
Yeah, it's like, girl, we're fine.
Right here.
We're sleeping in the same bed
right now.
Like, we're doing good. Yeah. Like, we don't. I don't feel like we need to showcase each other every time,
every day, second of every day,
every time. Because
then
like
I feel
that.
Like it, then it starts to feel forced for people watching and for us. Because then it feels like okay,
it's
like,
performative.
I don't feel like people need to be all up in our business. Yeah.
Exactly.
You want to know everything?
Yeah, exactly. I know. There's some lines too. Like I've had a couple times, girls would be like, are you and Billy still together? And I'm like, yeah. Like, what made you think we weren't together? Well, just because I go to events by myself sometimes doesn't mean that he's not
They
want to
see the videos. They want to see the pictures. They want to see
just
the Instagram
nosy.
Yeah, they're nosy.
Yeah, they're nosy. Yeah. And, like, I've had sometimes people, like, I moved into my new house with my boyfriend. Mm-hmm. And people were like, oh, are we going to get a house tour? And I was like, no.
You
never.
Don't need all that.
You don't need that. There's some things I'm going to keep for me and him. Like, there's some things you keep to yourself. Because you have so little, especially as a couple.
I was going to say that.
Everybody wants to know everything about you. And it's like,
we had to learn that it's important to keep. Like, that's something that he brought up a lot. Like, that was really important to him. Because I feel like I was very, I think we all, like, in the beginning, were very used to, like, couples always post together. Couples always, couples.
Like, all the time.
All the time. And stuff. And then living together, it was like, we really, like I said earlier, we don't have to do it all the time. But then, like, it's nice to have some things for ourselves. Like, if every time we go out on a date, we don't almost have to post that we're on a date.
Exactly.
I was going to say, I was actually talking to my friend about this, and they were, like, just asking, like, dang, you and Dennis, y'all don't ever post like that together a lot and stuff. And I'm like, well, one, we have, like, different goals, different dreams and stuff like that that we want to accomplish.
Different
and
kinds
I feel
of
like
content.
It's different kind of content. And just because, just also, like, at the beginning when we talked about doing this and going far and stuff like that, we always told each other that, you know, we don't need to showcase everything because, like we said, it's not everybody's business to be all up in it. But
well, and
be
you,
all
and you share
business.
So much of yourself already when you're a public person.
Yeah.
This is not something we all planned on doing. Like, it just happened to us.
Yeah.
So you're allowed to, like, draw boundaries. Yeah. You're like, this is for me.
Yeah.
I'm gonna keep this for myself because you give so much constantly. You're constantly posting content of, like, what you're doing, what you're wearing, what you're eating, and then, like,
I didn't realize though.
Yeah,
like, doing social
media, you don't see
like
it until
when I watch, like, other couples and stuff like that, I'm like, more,
yeah,
more.
Yeah.
It's like damn. Yeah. And then I realized once we start getting in it, and everybody's like, more, I'm like, oh, damn.
Yeah, now you're like, give me a break. Just a little bit. Give me some breathing room. Especially, like, for me, like, sometimes people ask me, like, oh, is Billy going to ever do a video with you? No. And I've told them, no. Like, he just doesn't want to. He has zero interest in that.
Yeah.
And I love him because he told me that. Like, and you guys, I'm sure, talked about it, too, before you, like, really blew up.
Yeah.
Like, same with mine. I had the conversation with my family, too. Mm-hmm. I'm like, are you guys okay with this? Because especially as a couple, it could put pressure on your relationship, too, when it's in the public eye. Mm-hmm. So you have to be sure that you're both feeling comfortable, safe, like, that you can, like, communicate about what you like, what you don't like, like, what you want to show, what you don't want to show.
Yeah.
So I'll tell him that all the time, too. I'm like, if this makes you uncomfortable, like, please tell me.
Yeah, I feel that's a lot of people don't. For me personally, I feel like in relationships, I feel like the ones that don't work out is really because you did not want to work it out. It's because you were, like, too lazy to really try because, like,
well, also, they let people get in their business.
Yeah, you
exactly.
let people get
that's
in your business.
Big
you let people get in your head. And then you also, like, don't want to do the work. Like, being in a relationship is not
easy.
Like, it's not easy.
No.
It's not like the hardest thing in the world, but like if you want it, it's not
It's worth it though.
It
yeah.
is worth it. All mm-hmm. that work is always worth it.
I would say the key yeah. to, I mean, obviously, I don't know. I'm not going to say that we have the best relationship and all stuff like that, but I would say the key that, you know, keep us going and stuff like that and being together is therapy. Like yeah. you have to realize you need to work on yourself yeah. in a relationship.
Yeah.
It's not just like, oh, okay, we're together. Like your problems and my problems should balance each other and we should be fine. Like, no.
Yeah.
Work on yourself.
You gotta work on yourself.
Both of y'all work yeah. on yourself on yourselves like individually.
Absolutely.
And then, you know, hopefully things like will keep going on and stuff.
This episode is brought to you by Rockstar Energy Drink. We're all guilty of spacing out from time to time, and Rockstar totally gets that, which is why they've released the all-new Rockstar Focus, made with lion's mane and 200 milligrams of caffeine for an energy and mental boost. Plus, it's available in three delicious zero-sugar flavors, my favorite being the white peach, babe. Visit rockstarenergy.com to learn more. At least 75 milligrams of caffeine has been shown to help improve attention.
This episode is brought to you by eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Whether it's a handbag, watch, sneakers, streetwear, or jewelry, eBay gets it. So look for the blue checkmark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal with eBay Authenticity Guarantee. Visit eBay.com for terms.
Well, and that's maturity. That's emotional maturity. Like, yeah. you're like, I recognize that I have demons I need to work on. I need yeah. to work this out. So yeah. do you. Mm-hmm. We do it separately from each other. Then you can come back and yeah. be a better partner.
Because it makes you so much stronger.
As a couple,
like,
yeah.
Yeah, I feel like just, like, me going in for myself in the beginning was, like, I came back and I was, like, I was able to do... to do things a lot differently yeah. mm-hmm. and to just enjoy things a lot more.
Yeah.
And really like
enjoy that anxiety, girl.
Yeah.
Gets
oh my
you.
God. It really gets you. You can enjoy anything.
Yeah. I say that all the time.
Everything. Like,
yeah.
I am really glad that we talked about that because I feel like it's hard, especially like when you are that person, mm-hmm. like when like, you're.
The person in the relationship.
Yeah, the person in the relationship. Yeah. It's harder for the other person to be receptive because, like, yeah. it's you.
And they but don't understand because yeah, they don't feel that way personally.
Yeah. So then when you hear from someone else,
yeah. Yeah.
then you get that, you know.
Validation.
That validation. So, like, that, yeah. him hearing that from you, like.
It helps empathize.
Helps yeah.
Okay, so one of the comments on this basically says, like, the weird obsession with couples, whether they're on social media or, like, real celebrities, whatever you call categorize a real celebrity. I think people have way too much free time on their hands to be obsessing over other people's relationships, mm-hmm. which I'd say is fair. Yeah. I mean, like, it's nice to have people who support your relationship yeah. and like happy for you.
Yeah.
They're like couple goals, which yeah. I'm sure you get all the time,
yeah.
but, it gets to a point where you're kind of like,
yeah.
Like when they're constantly asking, where's Dennis?
Yeah. Do you remember like back in like 2016 when it was like really popular for those couples to go on like trips?
Yeah. Yeah. Brand
like,
trips and stuff.
That, yeah. Like it was like they were taking those like trip photos though. Yeah. Y'all know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Like I wonder how real that was. Thing. Like I wonder.
I know.
How...
I think about that now too because like whenever we go on vacation, mm-hmm. I mean,
we don't take photos.
Me too. Oh my God.
I don't have time.
We never.
They get a whole photographer. They have everybody in the whole crew out there.
It's like kind of set up. It's like, are you really?
It's very
like
fake.
When you're really enjoying a trip, like we went to our first like beach trip together was Palm Beach.
Oh, fun.
And so much it. Fun. But like we took one photo together.
Yeah.
Like on the beach first day, we were drunk.
It was for my birthday.
Yeah, his birthday. Yeah. We're drunk.
Oh,
we're
I love that. Like,
besides that, we were enjoying the trip. There was no time. And VidCon, we did not take any photos. No.
Me too. I have one picture with my boyfriend of all of VidCon.
Never had time.
I feel like also like. Like when we go on vacation and stuff like that, I hate my phone. Like I hate it. I don't want to make no video. I tell Dennis all the time. I'm like, okay, so let's make videos if we want to make videos at like this time, and then let's enjoy because.
Oh, drafts like, are your best.
Drafts
friend.
Are the best.
That's
best.
The problem with me. I don't make. He gets on me about it. Like sometimes, not
drafts.
All the time.
I
don't
record
make drafts.
Of drafts all the time.
Yeah, and I'm like six of my.
Yeah, like I'll record them, and I'm like, I don't really care for this, and then it comes in handy when I don't want to post. Yeah. Like when
I'm gonna start doing that, man. Yeah, I always make my video at the moment.
Yeah. Me too. Nine times out of ten, that's what I do.
I feel like for you, it's easier because like a lot of my stuff is like getting ready to do something or doing my makeup to do something.
Yeah.
Like, or it's like I have to get ready to do it. And so I don't have to anymore. Like I've started to get more comfortable not wearing makeup on social media. Like I've become confident. Like
Love that.
But yeah, it's like it does take, it's a lot of time. So that's why drafts are the best.
I know. Like, especially when you're truly trying to unplug. Because yeah. like we're always online. And like plus, I'm also, using my phone 25/8. Like yeah. I'm constantly on my phone for work and everything.
Seriously.
So
and
it's
then,
nice.
And then also it's like you're going on vacation and you're telling me that you're gonna go out there to just like take photos and shit. Like you don't wanna enjoy. I wanna go out. I wanna yeah. try new foods.
Yeah, like all swim good and like tan and yeah. hang out.
Valentine's Day, I planned a trip for us to go to the aquarium, went to Baltimore.
Oh, that was so much
stuff.
Fun.
And like,
I was such a big like animals? Kid. I love loves animals. Whales. I love.
So does my boyfriend.
Wait, whales?
Well, he loves animals.
Oh, okay.
In general.
I love whales.
Like, he does like whales.
I love me some whales. I talk about them all the time.
I was hoping like, we're going to be able to see some there, but like, oh, no. Yeah. But on that trip, we didn't really take any photos or anything like that. Like, but like you were saying, like, I think it's nice to like have people that support your relationship and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But obviously, like, it's important to respect
boundaries,
privacy, and then like also to be able to disconnect.
Yeah, because especially when you're talking about taking photos, that's so funny because the same when we intentionally vacation, it's not for like work or anything.
Yeah.
I don't take any. We don't take any pictures yeah. together like at all. Sometimes we'll take pictures of me yeah. for like yeah. when I want to post something, but like other than that, we never take any pictures or record anything.
What I've started to do is like because okay, I found a bunch of like disposable like the pictures of my parents when they were younger.
Cute.
Like some I've never seen, and my mom told the same story over and over, and I've seen the same photos. It is the first time I've seen these photos, and I was yeah. like, oh my god, like. In like 40 years, I want to look back on all this yeah. all this stuff. So yeah. I have more photos on a disposable camera than I do on my phone.
I used to be the one
good, like,
though.
I don't worry about at least you're documenting.
I used to be the one with the Fiji camera or whatever.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I was taking those, but they were getting annoying because I didn't know what to do with the photos. But then when he started getting obsessed with it and stuff like that, he got like the disposable one. Yeah. And so much better.
Way easier. Yeah. And they come out easier. Cooler too.
Yeah. I have like the dates, like when I first started taking photos and when I ended.
Oh, I love
so
that.
I know, but I just want to keep them and then just get them going, get them all developed.
Yeah, and that's like
worry
for you.
About how they look. I just want to yeah. keep them and stuff. So, but I have to start like letting people because I mean I like capturing stuff, but I ain't gonna have none of me because I've been taking them of everybody. So I'm gonna have to pass them out so yes. I can get yeah. some too. Because like not for me to post them, just for me to have. Like I want to look back in 40 years and be like, damn, I look good. Like, I'm so excited for that.
I know. I like to take pictures too, like of. Things now a yeah. lot more like where we're at, like yeah. a really nice meal, like yeah. real photo
the
dump,
sunset.
Yeah,
photo dump photo type dump. Shit.
Photo dumps are fun.
Little photo dump shit. Like I think they're really cute too. But then it's also good to just have like when you just have them, you yeah, have yeah. them as memories, yeah. and that's just for the two of you.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
that's how I feel with when I go on vacation with him too. Because like I think the last vacation we went on was a couple months ago. We went to Mexico, so one of those all inclusive resorts.
We're going soon.
So fun. Yeah, oh my god, it's so nice. Like we went and
sun in the weather.
Oh, it was so hot. It was like unbelievably hot, which is good.
Oh,
I'm
about to get
tan. I'm doing braids.
Everybody always be like, when we say we ready to tan, we just want to get a little darker.
Oh my god,
like, I don't know if people understand. I just want to get a little darker.
We went to Utah to go snowboarding with like some family friends.
Fun.
I remember looking at myself and
we went down a mountain.
I was looking, I was like, oh my god, I look so pale. And then one of my friends was like,
no, we do. And
like, you said pale for me.
Pale for me. Yeah. Like I get like
we have different.
I get like a yeah. I get like a grayish yellow tint when I get a little pale. I'll yeah. notice like my skin start to look more like this.
Yeah.
I like my skin to look like this. I love feel when you. It's very same. Chocolate.
Yeah.
And so, but people
like
don't
the
understand.
Chocolate red.
Yeah. I like the red.
The chocolate
like
yellow that, tint. Mm. They don't understand.
Yeah.
They're like, oh my god, you're black. How are you supposed to change? No, you get darker, child.
Said,
I get darker.
If the girls that get it, get it.
Get it in the girls that don't.
Like, and that's just
when we go.
It.
When we go to Wisconsin, uh-huh. we're definitely gonna get more chocolate.
Oh my god,
out
I'm
there.
So excited. Yeah, we're going.
We can't even
after.
Use our phones out there.
Yeah.
Oh well, that's good, yeah. right?
Yeah, and yeah, we barely take. I mean, also Wisconsin like is in the woods, so there's not really anything to take a picture of. But we get to unplug and like, you know, enjoy each other's company and stuff. And like,
that's
really
good.
Just, yeah, the sunset and stuff.
Well, and I think too, you guys can relate to this because my boyfriend and I can too. But like, the bigger you get, the more you like cherish like really small moments, yeah. like when you're at home, just the two of you, when you get to sleep in on the Sunday, like yeah. It's like shit that you like took advantage of, kind of. When
do you,
you were...
feel like? Do you feel like a quick question? Like, do you feel like when you like before you started doing social media and you did go on like some vacations and stuff with your family?
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel like you took more photos and stuff then, or do you feel like you've like done less as you like start doing social media and like you just try to disconnect from your phone?
Honestly, I think I took more before.
Yeah,
to be honest, like because I was trying to document every single thing because I was like. me going on vacation, who knows when's the next time I'm going to go on vacation, especially when I'm working 9 to 5. Like, like, I'm like, this is it. I want everyone to know I'm on vacation. It was like almost more performative when before you were social media, anything.
Yeah, because I was going to say, I felt the same way, but I was trying to see how like everybody felt.
I feel like I'm more intentional now when I take pictures. Like, I'm more intentional of what I'm trying to document as opposed to like before it was just like throwing up everything.
So you one of those. You'll be at home, you'll take a selfie, and then 3 days later you'll post on your Instagram and it'd be like somewhere. How the fuck you bounce from here to here?
I know, but people like always are like, oh my God, you were just here. It's like, oh, that was like a week ago. I just wanted to post it now.
Me too. Oh, the old, I look good. What do you want me to say? I look good. There you go. It can't go to waste.
You know what? The thing is, you really do look good. Because like, I followed you on TikTok for a little bit, but I didn't, I didn't cross my mind to like look for your Instagram.
Yeah.
And I was like, God damn.
You sent me your Instagram.
Yeah.
He was screaming.
Every time you post.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. Double it's tab. Funny because I look like shit low key on my TikTok. So like, I've said this before, when I post my glam pics, like when I get glammed by my hair makeup artist, they're literally like, this is Photoshop, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, nah, you're, like, that dick wiggled a little. I'm just like, no.
Wait, I'm like low-key collecting like comebacks from you. I'm like, fuck it.
Just a little, and that's why you're mad.
Oh my god.
Take it up with God, babe. Don't take
it up like,
with me.
Wait, how do you? No, because I get the same thing. Like, on my Instagram, on my TikTok, I do post like a lot of me like in my pajamas or
being silly.
And then people go to my Instagram and be like, it don't correlate.
Yeah,
like, it does correlate. Like, just go to my Instagram.
Gonna be on like 10 all the time.
Well, you and also like, you're just mad because I'm a bad bitch. You found that out the hard way, huh? You thought I was one thing, turns out I'm another, huh, bitch? Turns out you're attracted to me.
Wait a minute. Oh my God.
Yeah, just say like, you think I'm bad. That's okay. You can admit it.
I hate you, but damn, you look good.
Right.
I literally one time when like I tweet sometimes my glam pics and like someone reposted me and was like, I fucking hate this bitch, but she does look good though. And I'm like, well, period.
Yeah.
And that's well, okay.
Thank you.
That's fair. A compliment.
You can hate me at the same time.
That's what I said. The line
is
razor thin between love and hate.
Y'all be dancing on it. Watch your mouth.
Watch your mouth.
Oh, you can say, what does it go?
I forget how it goes, but I know
say
exactly
what you want to say, but watch your mouth.
That's literally me. Okay, so we'll do this last video before we wrap up. Okay. I know. It goes so fast, huh? So I literally love
it. I feel like we've been sitting in the chair for 2 seconds. Let's talk more.
Okay, so the breakdown of this video is basically this girl is saying that she's seen all these videos about PR relationships, right? Like fake ones.
Yeah.
And she was pretty skeptical about celebrities and relationships, but she watched a video of Tom Holland and Zendaya talking about cooking. And it was so adorable that she's convinced it's real and is now questioning if she's ever really been in a real relationship.
Oh.
Tom Holland and Zendaya are a real couple fave.
No,
I love...
At first, I did not know, actually.
Yeah.
Because
I thought it was just rumors.
They kept it really low-key. Like, Zendaya's really good at keeping
it. I think also because, like, people are always going to be skeptical of, like, people who are, like, two leads in a movie that...
Working together.
Together. Mm-hmm. Because it's, like, obviously it makes sense for the movie for y'all to be together.
Yeah.
Marketing.
Because people don't understand that, like, two people can be in the same profession no matter like where they are. Like, let's say like Zendaya's pretty high up there and Tom Holland's pretty high up there.
Yeah,
you wouldn't think that them two would match well together just because, like, I don't know, you would think that a lot of people a lot of people like to perceive like people that do social media or do acting or anything like that, they're like, you can't be with anybody in the same profession.
Yeah.
But you can. Like, it's just like, we're all human being. We're all human being. But like, no, for real though, we're all human being. And like, at the end of the day, we all want love.
Yes, yeah, true.
And it's like, how do you expect, like, sometimes people, I kind of like having Dennis, like, being in the same profession.
Yeah, absolutely.
Then, like, sometimes, we get it.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Like, there are sometimes, like, some problems, like issues I'll have like with work and stuff. Mm-hmm. And it's just, it feels a lot better to talk to other people who are also in the space because they get it.
Yeah.
When you talk to people who don't get it, they empathize really great. Like, they're like, oh, I can only imagine, like, blah, blah, blah. But then when you talk to someone who's been through the same thing, they're like, oh, this is what happened to me, girl. Like, this is how I dealt with it. And so it just helps you, validates you, makes you feel like you're not the only person. Cause like, it can be really isolating sometimes when you deal with stuff on social media. Like, and this is like your job. You have to like, it's our job to entertain and at the same time be in love, right? Be always be on 10, always be happy and thriving and successful.
Everybody ain't gonna always be happy.
Exactly.
I think it's nice that like we do get to see a glimpse of Zendaya and Tom because like I mean honestly the photos of them like in
the car.
And no, like the one where they had each other's jerseys.
Oh yeah.
And then the one where like she was holding his waist. I ate it up. I said I love that. I think people love it even more because it's like a relationship that like it's not like a heteronormative type of like looking relationship.
Yeah.
Like, Tom, I don't know. Like we don't know how the relationship is, but from those photos, it's like different from what we're
and they ain't gonna give you anything else.
And that's it. And I kind of like that there's a little bit of
exactly. Like they have and I told and like we said, people are nosy.
Yeah.
So they
I'm a little nosy too though.
I mean all of us, I wanna know more. I wanna know more and more. But like honestly,
I get it.
They need to have their own. They need to figure out what they want in their relationship and stuff like that.
And yeah.
And I think that the fact that we don't see as much kind of shows that it is real. Because
exactly.
If it was,
that's what I was going to say.
They would be out all day.
But also,
they would,
like, who the hell wants to be? I feel like it also, anybody that, I don't know, people who personally do the PR relationships, but who would want to do something like that hurts.
I know.
That hurts. Like, you have to fake it.
It's just exhausting too.
Fall in love.
Well, and then what if you fall in love with somebody else? Yeah. And then you have to pretend you're in love with another person.
Oh, the other person don't like that.
That's what I'm saying.
That's a Disney Channel. That's a
original movie.
Original movie.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, no.
I know. I think, too, like, I saw one of my mutuals post, like, something about, she's like, just know, like, if I ever post couple content, but it's, like, real cringe couple content. Yeah. She's like, it's for PR. It's not real. Cause I would never do that with like my real partner. And then I was thinking like, I'm so glad too that like my boyfriend came in. I got this platform after I'd already been dating him. Cause I feel like it would have been too much pressure if I was trying to newly date in this realm. Like you guys were already together long distance. Yeah. You guys had established yourself separately and then you came together.
Yeah.
I feel like it's better that way.
Yeah, for sure.
You just never know. Like after you make it to some sort of level of influence or fame, whatever that may be, you never know. I get
I feel like it's kind of hard to like make friends and stuff like that.
Yeah, because you just never know, like what people want.
That was a big problem for me, like when I'm used to moving and when we moved in with each other, I moved to Virginia and I always say like in relationships, like you know how like we talked at the beginning how like I like my space.
Yeah.
I like to hang out like with my friends and stuff, but I didn't get that because they moved. I mean, they lived all the way somewhere else. And I was glad that, you know, his friends were so warming and welcome to me.
He can hang out with any of my friends without me. Any day.
They're hanging out without you.
No, literally.
But, but also, like, I was going to say, like, I said, they were very warming and welcoming and stuff like that. But then there was a back of my head, like, I feel like those are his friends. And I was like, I need to make my own friends.
Yeah.
And when I tried, though, it was very hard. Because I was just like, at first, I didn't realize it. But at first, you know, they'll pretend like, oh, like, I don't really know you like that. Good to meet you and shit like that. And then all of a sudden, they'll be like, oh, no, I know all your videos, man.
Oh, my
God. It's crazy.
The lying, the, like, pretend.
The ones that pretend and then will bring up, like, they'll bring up stuff. It's like, well, how do you know that?
Oh, and my God, like, girl. I had a girl serve me once at a restaurant. Yeah. Totally normal the whole time. My boyfriend was there. I was with friends. I was near my hometown. Mm. So I was like, she didn't say anything to us. Very end, I, like, signed the bill, whatever.
Yeah.
She goes, do I know you from somewhere? And I'm like, here we go. Right. But in my head, she didn't say anything. So I was like, I don't think so.
Yeah.
And she goes, are you sure? And I'm like, no, I've never seen you before. So
nice to meet you.
She goes, yeah. She's like, did we work together? And I'm like,
girl.
Damn well, we didn't work together. You know, damn well, we didn't work together.
Work together where?
I know we worked together. I promise you we did.
No, we did. And then I go, she goes, no, but I do know you're from somewhere. I'm all, probably from TikTok. I'm like, why are you gonna make me say it?
Girl,
Don't make me say it. No, I was like, probably from TikTok. She goes, oh my God, that's right. And then she goes, I love your videos. I'm all, you were just playing this game for like 20 minutes,
no,
girl.
Literally.
I wish you just told me.
They want you to say it, not them.
I'm gonna start doing that. And also, like, I'm gonna start, because we were talking about like privacy earlier. Like, whenever people, I've noticed, I don't mean to, but whenever we're anywhere and people are like, oh my God, do you live around here? I'm gonna start saying no. Because I think subconsciously, I'm always just like, oh yeah.
Yeah,
like,
I've talked about that.
Drama does not.
Yeah.
I didn't realize what we were doing.
Yeah, we do it a lot. I realized when you were talking about the touring and stuff and people like, yeah. I really like, I mean, it never happens when we're like right near our place. But yeah, like,
but you can just never be too careful.
Like, oh, when we're at like the store, like, yeah, I've said it. Like, when we're at the grocery store or anything like that, yeah, people will be like, you live around here? And my dumb ass is like,
Hold on, here's my apartment number.
Okay, maybe I don't go that far.
No, for real though.
I accidentally do. I feel like, yeah, we live right around the corner.
Yeah, I feel that.
Yeah, we live like...
Strange question to ask. Very strange to ask.
And sometimes we be walking.
Yeah, we walk. We love going on walks.
No, but like, we'll
and it's hard to miss. It's hard to miss me too. Like my, me and my boyfriend, we're big bitches. Too.
Same, yeah. So they always notice my hair. They're like, oh my god, I saw your hair.
They see my boyfriend's hair. Yeah. And they're like,
okay, so it's the hair.
Yeah,
I'm dead.
And I'm taller. I'm 6'2", and he's 6'1".
Yeah,
yeah. My boyfriend's 6'4", and I'm 6 feet. So,
oh my gosh,
stallion.
Look at us, stallion.
I love that.
I know it's like they use him too. Like he'll go get gas or something and they're like, oh my god, like I love your girlfriend's videos, like blah blah blah. So they know him now too. So I have to like kind of prep him with stuff like that too, because they love us and they support us, and that's wonderful. Great. And then there's just some things you have to keep, like some things you keep to yourself, you keep close to the chest.
I was gonna ask you, like when we go out, I'm okay with it. Like, I'll just be like, hi, like, it's nice to meet you. And let's give them, you know, the energy that they want, obviously. But, like, what do you do after when they just keep following you around and all that type of stuff like that? Because I'm so used to having my guard up and being so protective sometimes.
So it's like one extreme or the other. Yeah, like, it's either completely
and
down.
And I try my hardest to, like, calm it down a little bit, because I know they don't mean no harm. Yeah. They just want to be, like, high and stuff. But, like, have you ever had that?
Yeah, like, for me, I'm just very... I think also, too, it depends on, like, how they perceive you as a creator. So, me, they're very... intimidated by me sometimes because I'm so like mean. So like they're a little afraid, some are nervous, which is it's okay. Like it's natural. I just like, I talk to them, I receive the energy, I give it back. I'm like telling you how much I love them and appreciate their support. And you guys have a really great night. Yeah. And they're like, okay, cool. And they literally take that as they're like, okay, I'm good. Yeah. Like I'll leave now.
Yeah.
So but like, I just wrap it up really quick just so that they don't feel like weird, and then I don't feel weird either. Yeah. So that, because sometimes they'll feel weird like just standing there waiting.
Yeah.
So I like to make sure they feel like seen and heard, and they're
I'm so thankful, and I want everyone to know that I'm so thankful.
Same.
But there's been moments where it's just like you'll say that and then they'll still just be like and it's like
they'll start crying.
When they cry, I cry sometimes.
Me too. I've cried a couple times.
I've cried a few times.
Because then they let their story out and stuff, and it's like, oh my gosh, you don't know what to do, and you want to be there for them. And it's the worst when you actually have somewhere to go. And
you have to leave and kind of like wrap it up.
I feel bad leaving when they're like just having
I have that in the back of my head too. Like I'm like, I hope I didn't seem like...
Me too. I sometimes get nervous about that too. But I think like the wonderful thing about the two of you is that you care so deeply. So that shows, right? So they know you're never intentionally trying to hurt them. Yeah. And they'll receive that because they're so smart and intuitive. Like all of our fan bases are so amazing and quite frankly funnier than me. Like,
right.
They're so funny. So like they're so supportive and loving, and they're just there for you, and they just want to support you. So like they'll interpret it however they want to, but at the end of the day, they know you're a good people. So like that's all that matters. So they support you, they love you, especially as a couple, which is a great way to end our show. Thank you all so much for joining me on this episode of the Comment Section Show. I want to thank my two guests, Christian Dennis and Tyshawn Lawrence. Where can everybody find you?
Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, all that good jazz. Tyshawn Lawrence.
Love that.
Same thing as Christian Dennis everywhere without the H.
Yes. Period. Honestly. And I'm so honored to have you. My very first couple. I'm so excited with the best, the baddest only. And if
you the baddest too. We all the baddest.
Period. We're like, literally, we should double date. I'm so excited.
Oh, I'm down. I'm waiting.
We'll talk about it.
Okay. We'll talk. So if y'all want to catch full episodes of the Comment Section Show, make sure you subscribe to the Past Your Bedtime YouTube channel. Full episodes drop every Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, or you can stream the show on all streaming platforms, Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon, wherever. Girl, bitch, come find me.
Sure, bitch.
Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you to my wonderful guests, and we'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye.